I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
This is the Ace Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about thespians, or actor-type characters. Today we're with Kristen Brumley.
Hi. That's me.
Kristen was in a lot of my role-playing groups at college. She's also currently doing LARPing, so I kind of wanted to get her views on a lot of the things. As for getting in contact with me, this is the first one that's actually going to go on the web. You can get a hold of me on Skype under Zacuba, Z-A-C-U-B-A. Also on the forums on ace.ulmb.com. Either way is fine. But as for thespians, our topic for today, Kristen, why don't we start this off? First things first, we say an actor type, but really all I'm talking about is a type of player. We see them all the time. We all talk about munchkins, or we talk about actors, we talk about explorers, tacticians, but really it all boils down to the type of player we're talking about. So what do you think? What do you consider a player type? How do you set them apart?
Like what makes a player type, basically?
Yeah.
I think it's just the way that a person likes to play either tabletop or LARPing or, you know, whatever kind of gaming situation it may be. It might not really reflect their personality, but it's just the way that they like to play the game. So, and not only that, but it doesn't have to be defined in just one way. I mean, a person doesn't have to be just an actor type or just a strategic player. A lot of times they're combined, and understanding these kind of types and what your players are helps, especially if you're like a game master. It helps you to formulate a fun game for your players, and also helps you play well with other people. I mean, that's kind of important, I suppose. Yeah.
So what we're specifically talking about today is the actor, or for you, the actress type player. So how do you define yourself that way? Because I know we define you as an actor, storyteller, and
no, it's
something
like...
else.
What are you? yeah. As like an actor, we'll focus on this one aspect, I suppose. Why I guess I look at myself as being an actor type stems a lot from the fact that I've been in a lot of theater all through my younger years and into today. And I love to play characters, and I love to develop personalities and backgrounds, and I'm a writer as well, so any chance to get to create that story and to put these characters that have their own motives and quirks, it's exciting, and that's something I really get into. Like with LARPing, pretty much I go and I put on my character face, and that's the only thing I do the entire weekend. I think I get so into it that by the end of the weekend I can't even talk normal because I'm so used to being whatever character I've been the whole weekend. And I don't know, that's just something that makes games fun for me. The deeper I'm into this character's mindset, the better. And if the environment allows me to do that, it usually allows for a really enjoyable time. Mm-hmm.
So I know, personally, actors are my favorite player to type to storytell for, simply because there might be games where the dice are never picked up, or mm-hmm. you never have a rule system set in place. It's just people telling a story and going with their background and what they're doing and their daily lives, and personally, I have a lot of fun with just that.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some of the best games. You know, you're going at least an hour or so, and everyone's just, you know, no dice rolling. You're right. That's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Now, which does lead into my next one, what do actors enjoy? Personally, I've seen actors just enjoy the fact of, okay, you've given me 2 pages of backstory. I'm now going to use that and make a game centered on you. Or centered on something in that backstory. Or bring in someone from it.
Well, a lot of actors will. They'll create this, you know, giant backstory, because the backstory is what tells an actor how they're going to act, and like the motivations, and why am I going to do this? And so they put all this effort into writing it, and then when you go to a game and the game master does nothing about it, doesn't read it, or it reads it and never uses it. I mean, that's the most disappointing thing ever, honestly. Especially because you usually have some sort of flaw about the character. That's really what makes characters interesting, is when they have a flaw. Yeah. And you want that flaw to be used, because, there's a reason why you put it on there, and it's not just to get extra building points. So, like, for example, my character Benicio and his background, he's a vampire and from the Masquerade game on tabletop. And he's one of my most favorite to play because he has this giant backstory. And it's like an epic story of sorts. And and he has like all these flaws about him. Like he had like this enemy, this really, really strong enemy that had been after him and was hunting him. And to me, it would just be such a shame to put so much effort and to, you know, specifically say that this is part of my character and never to have it play out. Mm-hmm. So if you're creating a story with actor types, that's really important. Making sure that that element is there. Even if it's just mentioned, honestly, you don't have to focus the whole thing on them.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, you know, having your ego stroked is a bit nice, but,
Well, it's nice knowing as an actor that at least the storyteller knows what your background is. They at least mm-hmm. know that you're more than just a bunch of numbers on a page, or you're just another person sitting at their table.
Right.
It actually, I have a character here that one of my friend plays, and we developed an entirely new type for him because he's sort of an actor, but he's also a power gamer. We decided to call it the hero type.
The hero type.
Because he gives me an epic background, these gigantic, over-the-top backgrounds of who he is and what he does and why he mm-hmm. does it. And they're great backgrounds, but most of it just leads to, I'm power gaming this character, and I'm going to be incredibly yeah. powerful. But he has fun doing it. And we have I have a few more people that are these combination types, like you mentioned before, where actors a lot of the time become part of it. Actually do in part to Desolation setting, because it requires you to have a motivation, a personality, a history.
Right.
That's the initial step of character creation.
It's right there on top of the page.
Yeah. So, even just having that on there has made a lot of them think more about their characters and at least give me something.
Right.
Well, which is one reason why lately I've been, as a storyteller, just taking the characters' backgrounds and making a story from it. Yeah. I've actually given up style of storytelling to do a few sessions where I just sat back and said, tell me what you do. I didn't come in with any story. I didn't come in with anything. Just sat down and said, tell me what your characters do. And they had great fun with it because they got to sit back and go, oh,
oh man,
that's what
yeah.
happens, or that's what that's for.
That's why I write a backstory.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's a great method.
But at the same time, I've had times where I've had way too many people playing and I couldn't focus on anything. I had to just move on. I had a story to do and it was going to get done.
You know, I've noticed that where the bigger the group, I think the harder it is for an actor player. I really think it is. I think the smaller it is, the better. And I mean, just maybe personally for me, if it's a big group, I really don't have a lot of fun, like ever.
I have found the probably the best group size for an actor is about 3 to 4.
Yeah, that's a good
Anything
one.
past that, like the one I was just talking about, I had 6 people, and the Power Gamers, the Slayers, had a great time.
Oh, absolutely.
They got to show off, they got to do their stuff, great time. The actor, however, arms crossed, sitting in the back, had a just kind of laying to the side, bored out of his mind.
I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that actor players, they don't create their characters to be powerful, and so in so many instances, the power gamers are, you know, going after the fights and going after all the epic action, and the actor's character isn't made for that. And not only that, but they're not going to change their character to match it because that's not the motivation. And that's really important. It's all about character motivation. Is my char What would my character do in this instance? And yeah, when you get all these other players and they're all competing together, they don't mesh very well. It's like, as an actor, I'm just waiting for the chance to role play, and then they're like, "Let's fight!" And I'm like, "Great, another fight scene. Great."
Which does lead me to something of what types don't you tend to get along with? I'm not talking combinations, just a single type. Is there types that normally you don't get along with?
Like,
We've
bug the
mentioned,
crap out of me.
yeah, they just bug you to death as an actor.
Power gamers drive me kind of up the wall a lot. I mean, I can get along with them if they'll role play. I guess your idea of the hero type. Yeah, if they're doing that, then you know, no more power to them. And I don't mind a good battle scene. There are occasions where that's just, you know, there's some epic battle scenes out there to be had. And those can be really enjoyable, but the people who aren't there to role play and who pull you out of your role play environment, that drives me nuts. And that's usually, you know, power gamers or the casual gamers. I don't know if that's a type or not, but the
Sure.
ones who are just there to like hang out basically with their friends. And yeah, it's a social event, but I mean, I don't know. I want to be in the environment, and the moment somebody pulls me out, oh, that drives me nuts. I'm trying to think of what other player types specifically. I don't know. Well, what do you think? What do you think?
If I am playing a character that I've designed as an actor type, I don't tend to get along with the power gamers just for those reasons of I'm there for a good story, I'm there for some fun, but I'm not there for let's kill the big bad guy, let's kill, yeah. Sometimes what I do get annoyed with, are actually tacticians sometimes.
Really?
I don't know why, other than possibly it's just a lot of times they're talking more along the terms of mechanics than they are talking about
Oh,
role play.
yes. It's all about the logistics of it. It's
Yeah.
they'll
Sometimes that
change
gets on my
their character.
nerves, but if they're doing it in game, if they're doing it as their character of, well, if we attack from above, the motion downward, the actual gravitational force is going to increase the amount of power. Yeah, if they do something like that, where they're role-playing their thought process. They're basically telling us the logistics of it, but they're telling it in a sense of not mechanics, but in-game reality.
Right.
Or sub-reality, pseudo-reality, whatever. I enjoy.
It's funny because I think I noticed that, and it bothers me even more when I'm LARPing, because I think, like, when you're tabletopping, there are sometimes necessary moments where you have to talk about logistics and, like, the mechanical stuff, because, I mean, it's all about the mechanics of the game at that point, because, I mean, you're rolling a dice. So I guess what bothers me more is when we're LARPing and you have the people who are getting out of character and they're out of game and they're talking to you about the mechanics of something, and it's the pulling you out of your environment, and it's kind of cold in a way too, just looking at things so logically, and I don't know, I prefer to make decisions on again, the backstory and the motivations and that sort of thing. I think that's what makes it interesting, because being able to play a character that I would not normally make that decision, but because I'm not currently myself. that's more enjoyable. And the people who don't understand that either, and they get angry at you personally because your character did something that screwed everyone over, and like, well, yeah, but that's what they would have done. I can't really argue. I don't know.
Now, what about the flip side? What about player types you get along with really well?
Which ones?
Yeah.
Which ones you get along with. Get along with people? I don't know.
How could I ever?
I can't. I don't like anyone. No, that's a lie. Everyone listening. I love you all dearly. I get along with... Well, first of all, another actor type. That's always, you know, number one, getting along with.
Yeah.
But, gosh... I know, like, I'm actually thinking here and going, who do I like playing with? Storytellers. I love storytellers. That's who I love. Storytellers who, they're creating their own narratives, and they are excited about the story, and they are helping to take it in their own way. I mean, that just... That's exciting. I love that. And they usually work really well together with I think other actors, because an actor loves playing their character, but a storyteller loves having the characters to mold the story. So I don't know. I mean, they're probably my favorite people to play with. But I'm trying to think of what other type. You've got, like,
So you say you don't really get along with the watchers, the people that are there for just socializing and...
No.
you don't get along with power gamers. Slayers you're probably not going to get along with.
Nope. I mean, unless they're, you know, the combination players, but for the most part...
Instigators.
Instigators. Yeah. Instigators. I've known a few instigators in my time.
Yes, we have.
Oh, goodness. I guess with instigators, it's kind of a 50-50. Sometimes you really like them and sometimes you don't. Because there are some moments where they're instigating something that just makes the story really fun.
Yeah.
And takes it in a way that you're like, no, but this is awesome.
And then sometimes,
You're like, no, it doesn't make sense. That's when it doesn't. When I hate it is whenever they've got there's a giant truck outside my window. It's like, oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. they do this instigating, and they do something drastic, and it makes no sense. And that's when it drives me nuts. It's just like, okay, yeah, I can see why you thought that this would instigate some sort of response from everyone, but why did you do it? Just like, it doesn't seem feasible. Like, does your character have any motivation to do this? And it's, and if the answer is no, then that's, it doesn't make sense. Yep. And then my brain explodes. Or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Well, which is the typical actor problem of, that didn't make any sense. That didn't go along with your character. Which mm-hmm. I've actually seen down here some of people that they're playing an actor, or they're being an actor for the night, and as they're playing their character, they sort of make up, or they start developing personalities for the other characters, or they start getting in their mind what that personality should be. And it's when someone breaks that personality that they start getting angry.
It's true. You shouldn't break character, my exactly. goodness. Just and, be like playing yourself or something, whatever.
Yeah. And then, let's see. I'm trying to think of what types have you actually seen together? Like, we've been mentioning combination types, and mm-hmm. I've seen the power gamer actor or the hero type, but is there any other kind you've seen mixed together like, other than actor storyteller, because that's like the standard combination for them,
right? Well, sometimes I've seen, like, tacticians who will also be actors. The thing is that they usually play the same character type mm-hmm. every single time. It's the tactician that they play. That's because that's the way that they enjoy to play the game, but they also like being in character. And they will talk about the logistics, but at the same time, they're very strict about being in character. Mm-hmm. And I guess I see that a lot with LARPing. But, I mean, other than that,
I don't know. Let's see, a specialist actor. Someone who plays literally the same character all the time.
Yeah.
No, the specialist. Type, the specialist.
Yeah. That's kind of like the specialist. I guess tactician would just be like the specialist that chooses tactical characters.
Yeah.
But definitely specialists. I mean, even for me, I could almost say that sometimes I'm a bit of a specialist in the sense that I love playing crazy people.
And that'll finish up for this week. Next week, we will have a Desolation Primer. Just the start of Desolation with some characters, races, setting, and just a little bit of extra customization options. For anyone who wants to get in and try to make Desolation their own. And until next week, this was Ace.